USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Demolition crews have brought down the remaining part of the partially collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. Officials announced their intentions to bring down the section that remains standing ahead of the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa out of fears that winds from the storm could bring it down. Search and rescue work had been halted to allow demolition crews to prepare the building. They'll resume their search as soon as they're given the all clear. And Tropical Storm Elsa is approaching Cuba, bringing the possibility of major flooding to the island. The storm is expected to cross central Cuba on Monday afternoon, thousands of people already evacuating from the path of the storm. Elsa is expected to weaken as it moves back over water, forecast to move near or over portions of the west coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A new world record set during a 4th of July tradition. Jeremy Scott has more.
For the 14th time, defending champion Joey Jaws Chestnut took home the men's crown in Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
With 76, Nathan's hot dog.
Chestnut downing 76 dogs and buns in 10 minutes, one more than his record-setting feat last year. On the women's side, Michelle Lasco took the women's title, downing nearly 31 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Reigning women's champion and record holder Miki Sudo skipped this year because she's expecting a baby in a few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least 95 people in Oregon died as a result of the heat wave that brought triple-digit temperatures to much of the Pacific Northwest last week. Oregon Governor Kate Brown said the loss of life in her state was unacceptable. She tells CBS's Face the Nation that her Department of Emergency Management worked to get resources to people who were most vulnerable to the heat.
What was unprecedented, of course, was the 3 days of record-breaking heat, and it was horrific to see over 90 Oregonians lose their lives, and we have to continue with our preparedness work. That includes working with our health partners that provide health care to vulnerable Oregonians to make sure that they understand that there are resources available, for example, to buy an air conditioner if they have certain underlying health conditions. We worked really hard with our community partners, our county emergency management departments, to get the message out that the heat was going to be very, very strong over last weekend. They set up cooling centers, provided water to vulnerable Oregonians. Unfortunately, we still lost too many lives.
And the company behind the canceled Keystone XL pipeline is seeking financial compensation from the federal government. TC Energy says it will file a claim under the North American Free Trade Agreement for more than $15 billion worth of damages for the revocation of their permit to build the pipeline. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.